The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Little Deuce Coupe, talking about cars, and you know why? Because it's time for Car Care with Kenny Chartel and Ken Chartel, Dad, who is the owner of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We've got our car expert here for the next half hour, so send your questions in, 850-437-1620. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to figure out whether I should roll my windows up or down.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
The last few days, it's been a little tough.
Right?
You don't know. It's either I've got
crazy.
I've got my interior washed twice already this week.
Okay, so I'm not the only one. Also with us this morning is our marketing consultant, Howard Seaton. Hey, Howard, how
good
are you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
They're so busy over there at our Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze that Kenny, the younger fella, is not here with us this morning. So, Ken, it's all about you.
Yeah, he left this up to me today.
And, I know. You're going to be great. You've got a great radio voice. Good grief.
Well, thank you very much.
It was that baritone. I love it. So good.
Little Deuce Coupe.
So I've wanted to ask a question to you because some folks may not be familiar with Affordable Auto and where you are out in Gulf Breeze. So if you just kind of give us a Affordable Automobile Gulf Breeze 101, like where you're located, a phone number, and then we'll talk about how you started this business. I'm dying to hear your story.
Yeah, I started the business. It's going to be 30 years, December 1st.
Wow, that's incredible. How old were you? Well, maybe I should put you on the spot. Let me rephrase the question. How old were you when you started working on your first car?
My first car, I played with engines, and I took my dad's lawnmower apart, and
we put
it back together, and he'd get upset with me for doing that.
Of course.
And then I started tearing his car apart you know, doing things to it. And so he was not a mechanic. I kind of picked it up on my own.
Did you?
And
so often, you know, you get it from your dad or somebody's kind of mentoring you. So you just had an affinity for it from the beginning.
Yeah, for working on.
See, I don't. It is not something I naturally can do, but it sounds like I really do think people have the kind of minds that gravitate towards certain things, and it sounds like that right away you knew.
Yeah. I mean, then I built my own first little car by taking my dad's lawnmower engine off of it, and I found a differential in a junkyard from an old 59 Opel and mounted some 2x4s to that and mounted a front wheel to it.
And you're kidding.
I actually made a little clutch mechanism so that you could move it forward. It did not have reverse, but you could move it forward.
Wow.
You could steer it.
How old were you when you did that?
I would have been about 8 years old
Get
at that
out
time.
Of here. That is wild. Good for you. That's amazing.
And then the next thing I did was my dad, we had Volkswagens and, you know, Beetles and Common Ghias and vans. And
I haven't heard anybody say Beetle in a long time.
Right.
A Beetle, for those of you don't know, is a Volkswagen.
Volkswagen
bug.
And then I went ahead and somebody had junked a bug in a junkyard that wasn't too far from my mom and dad's property. And I proceeded one summer, this would have been in eighth grade, I brought that thing, took it apart, brought it home piece by piece and reassembled it in my dad's garage.
That's wild.
Got it all going and everything like that. And then I... my dad was so amazed, he let me pull the engine out of his Common Ghia and put it in there, and I was now driving a topless VW bug, if you want to call it, like a
Good
dune
for
buggy.
You. I just love that story. I think that's great.
And so we had 33 acres behind the house that I was able to drive this around on, so it was... I had a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. Well, go-karts were big back then, too, right?
I had those, too, and dirt
bikes. How did
bikes,
I know?
And then I got into dirt bike, motorcycle riding, and things like that. And so I was forever having to tinker with engines and things like that.
I love that. So we're talking with Ken Chartel. He's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. It's just down the highway. What would be the best way to describe where y'all are located?
We're basically a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We're right there at Highway 98 and 399.
Okay. And what are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. So we've got you now. We've got you building your own cars.
Yeah, right.
How did it evolve to owning your own shop? And you've been doing this for 30 years. Well, so you've gone through, I mean, I was thinking about that. You've gone through from the most basic, where you had an old key that you put in the ignition.
Yes.
To now you've got,
push buttons
and computers. And you've seen it all, haven't you?
I've seen quite a bit of changes in the automotive industry over the years. Then, as I graduated, I went to Denver Automotive and Diesel College in Denver, Colorado, and I got my certificates and everything there and started working for a dealership, in a Chevrolet dealership in Colorado, and just, got into the business and kind of seen how people were getting taken by mechanics.
Right.
Not fixing the car correctly or, just not sure what they're doing. And my pride was always to, make sure I fix what the problem was and, then move on. And so seeing that working at a dealership, that was then what got me into saying, I'm going to start my own business.
Mm. And well, I like the value of integrity because most of us don't know about cars. I know as a woman, I'm not trying to live the cliche, but you could tell me a spark plug from a whatchamacallit and I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So if you said to me, you need to buy this and this, I'd be like, well, okay, whatever it takes to keep it running.
Right.
So to know that there's people out there that care about integrity and honesty and that it is a home, family run business that is on those principles.
Yep.
That means, by the way, I can give a testimony. I have been going to them for many, many years, and they've always taken such good care of me, and I've always had used cars. So I can highly recommend.
Hard to afford a new car these days.
Yeah, but I would say that's important to me, that I can trust the person working on my vehicle.
Right, and that was what my theory was in starting the business. And I just said, I've got to start something and be honest with the people. And the cars break themselves. I don't have to break it or look for work. They break themselves.
This is true. Wow. This is true.
I don't try to push, things and services that you might, yes, it'd be a good idea, but do you have to have this certain thing? No, maybe not at this time. So I don't try to push those things. I'll make you aware of what the car might need, but my first and foremost is always fix the problem that the customer has.
Okay.
Try to get to the bottom of that complaint.
That is so good. So if you have something that you've been thinking, I want to take it to the shop, but maybe I'll wait a little longer, you could text in this morning and ask that question at 850-437-1620. I just got a question that came in that says, this is a little different topic, but when's the time to buy a used car for a new high school graduate? What models does he feel have the best service ability? So I guess we're looking at used cars that might last for somebody that's just getting that first car. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, as for buying used cars, buyer beware.
Could someone bring a car that they're thinking about to you to have you take a look at it?
We'd be more than glad to take a look at it. Some of the quick things that I look at real quick in a used car is, what's the interior look like?
Mm.
How clean is it?
Mm-hmm.
If the interior is fairly clean and there's not the Whataburger paper wrappers all over the place, they're trying to sell this, and if they don't clean it up, obviously they didn't do the service and maintenance that the vehicle should
have. That's a good point, because if they're not keeping the inside clean, they're
probably not taking care of the rest of the car.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So there's little things like that that I look at, I mean, sure, that's not helping you in buying the car, but it helps me, if the people like the car and cared for the car, the interior will be pretty clean.
If so many of us, I mean, for me, I kind of look at what the car looks like. Mm-hmm. What is it going to feel like when I'm sitting mm-hmm. in it? My criteria for buying a car right. is probably not the best.
Right.
But when you're looking at those
things. Oh, I love the color.
Correct. Were you there when I got? No.
Yeah.
So what are some things that the serious questions I need to ask? I'm guessing tires.
Taking a look at the tires, see what the condition of the tires.
Transmission.
Transmission. A lot of the newer vehicles, they don't have dipsticks anymore, so mm-hmm. it's hard to check certain fluids on vehicles anymore. But we can get it up on a hoist and take a look, and just by overall looking at it and the condition of brakes and the CV boots, and I know this doesn't mean a lot to everybody what mm-hmm. this stuff is, but
people know.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I don't want you to single out anybody in particular since we do have advertisers, but do you have like a top five of the cars that seem to be of the used car groupings that seem to be the most reliable? Are there certain types of cars?
What I've seen over the years, I don't like to say, but the Japanese stuff seems to
really
do the best.
That's interesting.
And one thing I did notice over the years in growing up doing this, people would buy the American cars, and they're the ones that would just run them into the ground and then always complain that they don't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of funny. Over the years, I would always notice that the people with the foreign cars, they would tend to bring them in more for their general services. And that's why they got a good rap on mm-hmm. that they lasted longer. And everybody was mad
point.
At the American stuff that it didn't last because, you know, they didn't do the services.
Right, right.
But overall, the Japanese do seem to do a very good job at their quality control, and you see very few recalls.
Mm-hmm.
They all have them.
Right.
Everybody does.
And pay attention to those, right?
Right, right.
Wow.
Definitely want to pay attention to your recalls and things like that. And,
But with this crazy weather that we're having right now, I was, and I think I asked this question to Kenny and you as well last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot, it's cold, it's raining, it's thunder. I mean, there's so much going on. What do I need to do to keep my air conditioning up to speed, to watch out? Is there anything I should be looking out for as we have this kind of crazy weather, especially the extreme heat?
Right. On the air conditioning, again, that kind of goes to a different show that we had done, which you can listen to if
mm-hmm,
you'd like
true.
To.
You can podcast. Go right to our website at newsradio923.com, click on Car Care, click on Podcast, Expert Panel, and then click on Car Care Affordable Automotive, and you'll see all the previous shows too. You can listen
right.
to those.
So we had kind of covered the air conditioning there, you know, in a previous show, but we were gonna, you know, I was gonna talk a little bit about cooling systems and
that'd be great.
Trying to being it is so hot, you definitely want to make sure the car's got water. Just as we need water,
mm-hmm.
the car needs water. It has to stay cool. We want to stay cool, so. Just checking your fluids again, that goes back to maintenance, you
right.
know, keeping an eye on your fluids, keeping your oil changed. When we do oil changes, we go ahead and top off all the fluids and check all the fluids. You know, a lot of places they have these fancy sheets of paper and they hand it to you and it's all filled out with check marks, but did they really check it all? I wonder.
Yeah, that's where I wonder too. Yeah.
You know, how much can you do in a take five lube change? You
right.
know?
I mean,
there's only so much looking at you can do.
That's true. That's very true. Talking with Ken Chartel, he's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is Car Care. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. Love to hear from you. Got a text here that says, okay, so I hear about coolant all the time. So what's the difference between coolant and water?
Well, coolant is the antifreeze and the water is a mix, and it should be a 50-50 mix
mm-hmm.
on it. The antifreeze mainly is for keeping it from freezing over, like when we have those January blizzards in Florida here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Hello.
You know, I honestly.
That probably brought y'all some challenges.
Yes, it did.
I can imagine.
But, you know, the antifreeze is mainly for, you know, keeping it from freezing. And then it does help in overheating and things like that. It's also there to help lubricate the water pump and keep rust from building up and scaling in the coolant system. Because if you get scaling in the coolant system, that'll plug up the tubes in the radiator. And they're very fine tubes inside that radiator that the water has to pass through.
Mm-hmm.
And once a tube blocks up, it won't unblock.
Right.
And then another one and another one. And next thing, you're only working on about half the capacity of the radiator. And you're wondering, why is my car running warm?
Right. So that's something you got to stay on top of, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the specific things that are like challenges to those of us that live in Florida and live in this area?
Mainly here, basically we just need to make sure that it's, you're full all the time, whether it be, you know, here or up north, hot is hot, you know, so the, biggest thing that you want to do is make sure you have the right amount of coolant in it, and they make all sorts of different type of antifreezes now, and the, we had the old, years ago, we had the good old green antifreeze. You know?
Right. I do remember that.
And when you went to the store, there was one brand or maybe multiple brands, but it was all the same stuff.
Gotcha.
Now you have your Dexcool and your Asian formulas. And mainly a lot of that stuff is for the different type of alloys that they build the engines out of. Certain metals need other type of... how should I say, additives to keep them from corroding or rusting.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. You can run the engine just on straight water, but it's not a good idea because now you have no lubrication for the water pump. It is going to rust the cast iron blocks, and you are going to get massive amount of scaling in there. And you
see, these are all the things that you know that the layman like me does not know. So it's so helpful, Ken, that you're telling us about this. I have a question too about when you're in this heat and you're at a stoplight in the stop and go traffic, and then when you're on a highway, does your engine run more efficiently when you're at a highway versus the stop and go traffic?
Well, they do run more efficiently. Any engine will run better when it's at a consistent RPM. So stop and go, I mean, you're giving it gas to go, now you're hitting the brakes.
Right.
And you're giving it gas to go. It does create more heat in the engine. One, the wind is not going over that radiator. You're relying on the coolant fans to keep the engine cool and your air conditioning cool. Once you're moving down the road at 30 miles an hour, the fan really doesn't come into play at that point.
Right.
Only when you come through a stop again in that next traffic light. Now, all that heat that the engine's built up, we got to get rid of it. So the electric fan, most cars have electric fans now. We've gotten away from a regular fan like you, like a window box fan.
Yes,
you know?
Sir. I remember
They're not like that anymore.
Well, one of the things, too, that I was curious about is that I also see folks that I know there's certain cars that automatically turn off and on, but I see people that will be at a stoplight and then they turn their engine on. Are they really saving gas and power and air conditioning when they do that?
That is a new feature that the manufacturers have done for, and again, it all goes for emissions. When that engine's running, it's polluting.
Right.
When it's not running, it's not polluting.
Okay. So the automatic ones, but I've seen people actually manually do that to save gas. Someone said, well, I'm saving gas. Are they? I'm just curious.
The droplets you're saving, is it worth the wear and tear on the starter, the battery?
That's what I was looking
for.
The
alternator. You're actually going to create more. What you're going to save really
is negligible.
Okay. Yeah.
Talking with Ken Chartel with Automotive, Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is Car Care. Okay, we got a text that came in. My temperature gauge is leaning more hot than cold, even in the first few minutes of driving. Do you think this shows a problem with my cooling system? It never gets way over too hot. It never gets too hot. So, but it's hot, showing hot before I even get started.
Well, it shouldn't show hot, like if you're just starting a cold engine. I mean, now if the temperature goes up, it should go up pretty quickly. the temperature on the gauge, but really it should get to about that halfway point and, you know, hold at that point. Now, if you're in stop and go traffic and you're not running your air conditioning, then the coolant fan won't be on when you come to the stop. It's going, the computer is going to wait for the engine to reach about, oh, somewhere around 215. Each manufacturer is a little bit different, 215 to 225 degrees, till it turns on that coolant fan. So you are going to notice the gauge going a little bit higher than you would with the AC on, because when the AC is on, that fan is on the whole time the AC is on. Mm-hmm. So it's always drawing in air.
Right.
But when you're, if you don't have the AC on, then that fan only comes on when the computer tells it to at a certain temperature, a predetermined temperature that the manufacturer is.
Interesting. Okay, very good. So we're really focusing on the cooling systems today since it is so hot outside. So what are some of the things, too, that are kind of like myths or misconceptions about cooling system and how to take care of that?
I mean, really what you need to do on it is keep it full, keep a 50-50 mixture in it. In case of a problem where you completely have lost your coolant or a hose broke or something, yes, at that point you can go ahead and just fill it up with water. Any fluid in that system is better than no fluid.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
sort of as an emergency.
So don't panic if, oh
yeah,
my gosh, I don't have any antifreeze, I can't keep my 50-50 mix up. Well, that's okay. Fix your problem, and then once the problem's fixed, then drain the system and go back to your 50-50 mix.
Right. But it sounds like maintenance and staying on top of it is key. So what's your recommendation on that? How often should I have my cooling system checked? Especially since we live in Florida, I'm guessing it's more often than most.
Again, every time we do an oil change, things like that, that's one of our services to mm-hmm. check it and see how full it is. And if it needs topping off, we'll go ahead and top it off. If it looks like pure rust in there, which we do see sometimes, you know, we'll mm-hmm. make a mention, it'd be a good idea to flush this. Once the system gets very nasty inside, it's virtually impossible to clean it out really good.
Right.
There's always going to be sediment in it at that point. So the best thing is not letting it get to that point.
Right.
So is really the best preventive maintenance, I can say on that.
So once or twice a year, you think, or every couple of months? Or
it, a
or
lot
just
of
when
it
you do
new,
your oil changes? Or
it, the rule of thumb was always in the fall, because you wanted to make sure that for winter time,
right,
at least up north and in Colorado, down here we don't have, unless we have the blizzard again this January, but
right, hopefully not.
Right. The really, then you don't. You can service them if it's the old green stuff. Yeah, do it once a year or twice, mm-hmm. you know, or every 2 years. With a lot of the new antifreezes, their Dexcools, and a lot of these newer antifreezes, they really don't recommend flushing it for, you know, at least 5 years. So,
oh, okay.
Some of the newer antifreezes, again, it's all the additives that we've put in, that they've put in. The fluid technology has gotten so good these days.
Wow.
So things go longer.
Okay, this is an interesting question. We got a text that came in. My air conditioning is starting to smell sweet. What is that?
That could be that your heater core is getting a hole, has a leak in it.
Uh-oh.
And that works with the air conditioning. And if you start leaking antifreeze, it's going to mix with the air conditioning, and you're going to get a sweet smell, because antifreeze has a sweet smell when it comes out as a steam.
All right.
And you're going to...
So they need to bring it in to see you.
Yes, at that point.
Yes, okay, definitely.
One thing that's going to happen is you definitely need to watch your coolant level. If you see that the coolant level is going down faster than it used to.
Okay. All right, we need to bring it in to see our friend Ken Chartel at the Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze in Gulf Breeze. The number there, you can always call to get it. I don't have my number in front of me. But you can also, here it is.
850-9.
Go ahead.
0811.
There you go. Thank you so
Automotive.
Much, Ken, with Car Care. Appreciate you being here. This is Pep Talk.
Thank you,
we'll be back with you right after the break.
don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We had a cancellation this morning, so I had a little bit of extra time. So I've invited Ken Chartel, who is the owner of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze, to stick around and just hang out and chat with me. We're going to continue with car care because we were just getting rolling when the time for the news came, weren't we?
It was fun.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're here. And Howard Seaton is also here with us. He's our marketing consultant here at ADX with Cat Country and ESPN. And News Radio, all the great stations that are here and playlist. So,
good morning, and I'm hanging around. Maybe you could take a look at some things on my car before you leave.
There you go.
That's what this is all about.
All right. So the
that's why you're holding me here.
That's right.
Hostage.
That's right.
You didn't know you're going to be held hostage now. So right off the bat, tell us where you're located, how long y'all have been in business, and just a little bit of your story, Ken.
Well, we're a half or a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, and we're at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, which is right at the corner of East Bay Boulevard, 399 and 98. That's where we're located, and you can reach us at 850-932-0811 and give us a call if you have any questions or needs or want to make an appointment.
Yeah, because you can come in and have your car. I mentioned this earlier, but I've been a customer of theirs for many, many years, and I've always had used cars, so they've always been able to help me out and get me running and going.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for that. But I've known them both for a long time, and they have great reputation in the community, integrity, and they're always going to give you an honest answer. I've never, ever felt like you were trying to oversell me or creating more problems than I had. You always took care of the problem and were honest with me about it.
Yeah, that's what we strive for at Affordable Automotive. We again, I'll say it again, the cars break themselves. We don't need to make right. problems.
Right, that's so true. how long have you been in business? If you weren't with us earlier, he has some wonderful stories about how you got started tinkering with cars, as they say. But you've been in this business now a long time.
Yes, I've been in business now. December 1st will be 30 years.
Wow.
And it's been quite the road to travel on. I've watched the Gulf Breeze area just grow and grow and grow.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
From when I first started there, you could kind of crawl across Highway 98 at 12 o'clock during the day.
Right.
You can't even think of walking across 98 at 12 o'clock at night anymore.
So, Ken, if you've been there 30 years in Gulf Breeze, you probably see some second, even maybe third generation
Yes, we do have. Yes, as a matter of fact,
like the grandkids come in. You took care of my granddad.
Yes, we do have quite a few customers that it's been passed down generation to generation at the shop. There's quite a few of them, and the kids. My dad, you always told me to come here. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their dad's dad
right.
was the one who I actually dealt with first.
At this time of the year, you probably see a lot of families. Their kids are going back to they're going off to college. They want to find a car that's reliable. They're looking at something. And I think you said earlier, I heard, hey, if you got a car in mind for your kid, your grandkid, or whatever, they're going back to college, you don't want them stranded on the road. They can come by and get it checked out and get it road safety and ready to go for the trip.
Sure, you can give us a call and we'll set up an appointment for you and get the vehicle in, get it up on the hoist, and take a look top to bottom on it and see if there's anything that's strikes that could be an issue or an upcoming issue or...
Just get everything checked. I mean, I think that's a smart thing to do, especially because kids are traveling to college, traveling off to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the number that you can reach them if you want to make an appointment at their office is 850-932-0811. Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze is located down the highway a bit, right near the Gulf Breeze, a mile from the Gulf Breeze Zoo. So the show is called Car Care, and we've got an extra half hour today, which is kind of fun. So if you didn't get your question answered and you have a question, question about your car today, text it in at 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. We were talking earlier about cooling systems and the importance of maintenance. What is the most common thing that you see? I have a little question. I opened the hood the other day and was shocked to see the insects and bugs that were lining. Talk a little bit about what do we need to do about that?
Well, is something that needs to be addressed too, because those bugs that you see all over your front grill, they are now all over your radiator and air conditioning condenser. Now, those bugs work as a great insulator, and they don't allow the air to go across, so things are going to get warmer. So it is a good idea when you're washing your car to kind of take the hose, but be careful. The fins are very easily bent, but take the hose and rinse off the radiator best you can. Some of them you can barely see the radiator anymore. They're covered behind so much stuff.
Yeah, so different. The battery, too, it's almost hard to
find. Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah.
It's a hunt for the battery. Where might it be? In the trunk, under the passenger seat, behind the back seat? I mean, these manufacturers are sticking batteries everywhere anymore.
Yeah, so different. Well, that makes me think of something. I remember when I was in school and I would drive to the University of Georgia to go Dogs, just put a little plug in there. but I would get on the highway, and my father was the worst for buying the cheapest used car he could find.
Right.
And it never failed. At least one trip back to school, I'd be on the side of the road with the radiator steaming and having to put the hood up and stuff. I don't see that. I used to see that all the time. And I don't see that as much anymore, where people have we had to wait and get the towel to move the cap and all that.
Right.
Do you see that anymore? Or what's changed?
Basically,
you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. Some things that have changed on that is the coolant systems have gotten, they're using aluminum now on some of these instead of the brass. Brass was very good too, but aluminum dissipates heat a lot quicker. They've changed the pressure caps on the radiators and go to a higher pressure. Years ago, they would run between 10 to 15 pounds of pressure. Again, the higher the pressure in the system raises the boiling point of your coolant.
Okay.
So with a lower pressure cap, that's why you would see these things boiling over, because
in the summertime, I'm not kidding, you couldn't drive anywhere, you didn't see somebody on the side of the road with the steam coming out of their radiator.
That's very true. And these days you don't see that as much anymore, mainly because the advent of a higher. Usually if you see the steam coming out, you've got a catastrophic problem now.
Ooh,
at this point.
Okay.
It's not just boiling over anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good to know too.
Usually it's a hose or something that has gone bad. Again, the manufacturers have the hoses. Years ago, people would flush the coolant system every, and then maybe every 2 years they would change the upper and lower radiator hose and then your heater hoses. Well, that was great. You had four little hoses there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, open the hood and there is just hoses that run everywhere, and a lot of them have coolant going through them.
Interesting.
So the days of, change, that's old school. I want to get my upper lower radiator hose changed and change the heater hoses just so I don't have that burst of coolant.
Right,
problems.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
sorry,
no.
Sorry, I'm trying to tear up the studio.
No, it's funny. Easy to do. No, it's so interesting, because that's the thing I think that's great about what you do, is that having been in the business for over 30 years, you've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the changes.
Yes.
So you can work on the old cars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you can also work on the new ones, right?
Oh, yeah. We can work on the new ones. The newer ones have gotten, you got to be more of an electrician than you are. You're still a mechanic, don't get me wrong, but the diagnosing procedures is a lot different these days.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're going to talking with Ken Chartel with Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. If you've got a question, this is Car Care, and our expert is in the house at 850-437-1620. Got a couple questions already have come in, so we'll try to get to those as soon as we come back from the break. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for car care, we're here with Ken Chartel. He's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. Well, what I think is pretty cool here, Ken, is I'm getting lots of texts that compliment you and the service that your team does there, people that are regular customers. And one person said, thank you so much for your integrity, which we love. Janet, who's a regular listener on our station, says, shout out to Affordable Automotive. I took it in for the throttle body cleaning. She said may need earlier cleaning if you do mostly stop and go miles. Zach got the gunk out and checked other related items. They're great to deal with. A drive for me since living closer to 12th in town, but I heard their first show and I enjoyed it. Honest, fairly priced work, and it's always worth it. And a hint to locate, she says, be in the left lane on 98 by the time you get to Route 399, as you have to do a turnaround after 399 across the 98 traffic to get there if you're coming from town. But it sounds like you got a new customer from this show, which is what we're all about, and had a great experience. That's what we love.
That's what we try to do with everyone. We want everybody to have a good experience. We rely on our cars very heavily. We can't live without them. We just can't do it. So.
Well, and I think the key is the integrity. As one of the texts that came in, he went into, we don't have time to go into it, but about a scam that was just terrible, that was an elderly woman was taken advantage of. And so that's not what you do.
Yeah, no.
That's not what you do. No. You guys have been in business a long time, and you take care of your customers. I am one of them, so I can speak from experience. Okay, got another text that came in. Do you have a maintenance checkpoint package to check my tires, hoses, belts, etc.? Might need a tune-up, too. So you were saying earlier.
That's, again, part of our oil changes. When you come in for an oil change, we go we run a checkpoint on that and kind of look over the coolant system and the power steering fluid, if it has some. A lot of them are going to electronic power steering now, so that's a fluid we don't have to mess with. If the transmission is checkable, we'll check the transmission fluid, of course, change the oil and put the correct amount of oil into the vehicle and the right weight that the car should have, because every car takes a different weight of oil. It isn't like the old days where you just bought some 30 weight, threw it in, and away you went. So, you know, technology and that has definitely changed. And so, but again, as for, you know, if you want the car just checked over, we can do that too. If you're not having any sort of real problem, we'll be more than glad to just take a look at it and
see what's up. The number,
hopefully nothing.
The number if you want to make an appointment is that their office, 850-932-0811. They're open Monday through Friday. And what are your hours again, Ken?
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, so we talked a lot previously all about cooling systems and just keeping an eye on your maintenance as you go through the summer months. One of the things that one of the listeners just texted in, what about tires? Should they be full, not full? I don't know what the pressure should be in this heat and hot roads.
Well,
that's a great question.
Yeah, that is a good question. As for tires, we actually don't do tire work at our store. We'll go ahead and air up tires and things like that, but we don't actually change tires or fix flats or anything like that.
Should the pressure be, or what would you recommend when you talk about airing up the tires? I think that's what they're
talking about. The best thing I can say on that one is, if you open a driver's door, unless it's rubbed away, there's usually a sticker in there, and it gives you what the correct pressure should be for your vehicle for the front and the rear.
Oh.
Sometimes it changes. The fronts might be.
I didn't know that was there.
Yes. <Okay. laughs> There is a sticker.
Every time
there.
Y'all come on, I learn something new. Okay.
It'll give you the tire size that should be on the car.
Okay.
And it'll also give you the pressures of what the tire should be. Some run the same pressure front and rear. Some might have more pressure in the front than the rear. So the best is looking at that sticker and keeping to that pressure. For one, it'll give you longevity of your tires. And the other thing is it helps fuel economy. A low tire has a lot more drag, and you will go through more gas. And it is a substantial amount that I know from when we have to push these cars in and the tires are low and they don't run. When we're pushing in a vehicle that has full tires and they're aired up, they push on the asphalt real nice and easy. When we're pushing it in, Zach and I and Kenny, we're all struggling to get this thing in the bay.
So. Okay. Great. Well, that's a great tip. Here's another question that just came in. Is it worth the extra money to go with synthetic oil versus regular oil? That's a good question.
Again, on certain things with oils, the technology has gotten really good. I personally, I really run my conventional oils for right around 3,000 to 4,000 miles. My synthetic oils, I try to change those every 6. The one car that I have, you can go 10,500 miles on an oil change. In my mind, that's absolutely crazy. I get the oils are better these days, but I do run full synthetic in that. But I still change that out every 6,000 miles. I just believe in, if you do nothing to your vehicle, changing the oil is the one fluid that really, really keeps your car alive and running.
Okay, that's great advice. All right, you're listening to Pep Talk today, Car Care with Ken Chartel, who's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, answering all your car care questions. So if you got one, got a couple minutes left, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk and Car Care with Affordable Automotive from Gulf Breeze. Talking with the owner, Ken Chartel. His son, Kenny, is taking a little break today. I don't know. Are you sure he's back at the shop? You sure he's not hanging out at the beach somewhere?
Nah, I'm pretty sure he's at the shop. I know him. He's too much of a work person.
Workaholic.
Okay. Yeah, workaholic, if you want to put it in that way.
Well, this is going to be a regular show here on Pep Talks called Car Care, so you can tune in with us. And if you just joined us and you've got some more questions, if we didn't get to your questions, keep them on hand. Or you can go to their website. They've got a great website set up, affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. You can go there to schedule an appointment. They have the different services they provide. All the information you could possibly want is right there. You can also re-listen to this podcast or any of the podcasts. Programs that we've done with the Car Care, which we put on our website, all of our Pep Talk shows at newsradio923.com. Click on podcasts, click on Pensacola Expert Panel. You'll see that Affordable Automotive logo. Click on that. So if you didn't have a pen in the car and you heard him say something you need to write down, you can go back and listen to it again and write it all down. All right, so if your son is not here today, because I think he's at the beach, but that's just I know Kenny, so. Do you ever get a break? I mean, you've got to be working so hard. Are you going to have a
break?
We
all work very hard
there. I know.
Kenny works extra hard because he runs the front with Mark, and that's why Kenny's not here. Mark is on vacation today.
Oh, okay.
So someone else has to run the front. I did it for over 25 years. They have now computerized my paper desk that I used to have. So I'm kind of lost when it comes to, you know, working the front. I can answer the phone and things.
There you go. All right, we just got another text in. You're going to like this. It says, please open one in Pensacola. And then the next text, please, please, please open a shop in Pensacola. It's worth the drive. Trust me, y'all. It's worth the drive to get out there.
Yeah. So we have customers that come from Perdido.
Oh, wow.
We have customers that come from all around.
Long time customers.
A long time. I have some customers that have actually moved into Georgia and still have family here, and they'll make an appointment and drop the car off while they're visiting.
Wow, that says a lot.
Because they trust us.
That says a lot.
You know.
All right, sir. So you're going on vacation, yes?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow for a vacation.
Oh.
So I'm going to be leaving Kenny.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful time on your vacation. Thanks for coming in today. You've been listening to Pep Talk with Car Care, Ken Chartel, who's the owner of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. That website, again, is affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Phone number to make an appointment is 850-932-0811. Thanks for being here, Ken. Have a great vacation.
Man.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, have a great vacation.
All right.
Don't worry about us in the heat.
I will.
We'll be back tomorrow.